I've got some surprising ways to save money on your upcoming wedding, and it's all coming up next on the Wedding Planning Podcast. Hey there, it's Cara, and the goal of our time here together on the Wedding Planning Podcast is pretty simple. I want you to have all the resources and the confidence to plan the wedding that you want, minus the crushing stress, expense, and overwhelm that's felt by so many engaged couples. If you're newly engaged and wondering where to even begin with your wedding plans, you'll definitely want to check out my totally free engagement starter kit. I've packaged up a 4-part bonus audio series that's designed to unlock the essential keys to a stress-free, joyful wedding planning experience. All you need to do for instant access right now is type this address into your web browser. It's allnew.wedding. Enter your name and email address, and episode 1 of the Engagement Starter Kit bonus series will be on the way. That website one more time is allnew.wedding. Enjoy the show. Why, hello there, and thank you so much for joining me this week on the Wedding Planning Podcast. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I hope your engagement is going smoothly, and I am so excited to jump into this week's episode, which is incidentally part 1 of a 2-part series where we're going to highlight some really clever ways to save money on everything from decorations, rental items, invitations, food and drinks, and even your venue itself. So many engaged couples equate a higher price tag with a higher quality end product or service, and that's simply not always true. Even worse, that mentality can add up to spending tens of thousands of dollars more than necessary to host a memorable and meaningful wedding celebration. The $10,000 question is, how can we develop an instinct for when it makes sense to invest more money for a higher quality experience and when taking a less expensive route will be just fine? And that's what we're going to highlight in these 2 episodes. 2 of my ultimate priorities as a wedding professional are increasing quality and value. Lucky for all of us, there are opportunities to simultaneously maximize quality and value literally everywhere. And I've chosen these wedding planning elements to share with you as examples of how to think differently about the amount of money that's really necessary to spend to achieve your end goal, which of course is a beautiful, unforgettable wedding. For today, in part 1, we're focusing on one very specific area where you can cut expenses and still maintain a beautiful, high-quality end result, and it all starts with reusing and repurposing what you already own. So here we're going to be looking deep into things that couples would traditionally rent from an event rental company, a wedding decor rental company. They can be called different things, but essentially you're renting decor, plates, table linens are popular, chair covers, etc. And it's unfortunate, but many, many couples get caught up in multiple $1,000 decor rental contracts, when in reality, all of those extra things are, number 1, fluff and not necessary. Number 2, a lot of times, they're things that you, your friends, and your family might already own. I'm going to share a conversation with Dee, who is incidentally getting married in just a few days from when this show goes live. And Dee and I are going to walk through an amazingly creative workaround that she tackled to circumvent rental costs. But more importantly, she did this to surround their celebration space with items and things that her and her fiancé love, and things that are meaningful to them on a day-to-day basis. Here, I'll let Dee tell you all about
it. Sure. So part of my cost savings plan, and also a way to bring our personality into our wedding experience, I think, is incorporating things that we already have that we enjoy as decor in our home, and renting a U-Haul for, you know, I think it's $20, filling it with our stuff and bringing it over and using it as decor for our wedding. And instead of spending thousands of dollars on fresh florals that we will enjoy for a few hours and then, you know, unfortunately they're going to fade away, which no judgment on anybody who enjoys fresh florals. That's awesome. But I just figured it would be a really nice cost savings benefit and creative way to utilize our stuff. And we're a very eclectic couple, so we have some nice we have a velvet orange love seat couch that people could enjoy, you know, if we set it, hopefully we're hoping for nice weather, of course, as everybody is, but you know, hopefully we can set it up with a little boho rug and some pillows and make a little living room area that people can relax in. I've got a bunch of baskets that we can utilize either in the bathroom for, you know, necessities in the bathroom for the guys and girls as they're getting ready. You know, hopefully the weather's good. If they're hot, they need, you know, need something to wipe off, a little face wipe or whatever, they'll have it available. I've got a bunch of large plants. I'm a plant hoarder, so I would love to bring some of my large plants to kind of decorate. And I've been having a really fun time going to the local thrift shops and finding candles and lanterns and brass, you know, candlestick holders that are super fun that we can use as the table decor as well.
So fun. And you can tell in your voice that this is something that like totally lights you up and you're really excited about, which makes it even better. I know it's not for everyone.
No, it is a lot of work, but I think it's, if you enjoy it, then it's worth it. And I think my biggest thing that I really have to figure out is understanding how much my day of coordinator can help me with the unloading and the prepping. I'm going to be very strategic about writing inventory lists and putting boxes together in a very specific way so that it's easy for my team, you know, whether it's my wedding coordinator, whether my friends are chipping in, you know, making it kind of easy to understand where things go so that we can split up the work accordingly. But it's going to take a lot of pre-work for sure. But I think it will be worth it. And I think it will be a very interesting and unique experience for our guests that is also very truly Chris and Dee.
So you had mentioned, and we both kind of laughed about it, there's not a Google answer for, can I rent a U-Haul and take wedding decorations from my own house? And if so, how would I go about doing that? So yep, that's what we're kind of creating here in real time. And Dee, we are so much alike. I made a little list of like a flow chart of how would we go about doing this. And so I'll review it with you. And you've already read my mind and touched on most of the things I have down here. But just so we can kind of flesh it out and see how this would actually go about happening. So you mentioned $20 to rent a U-Haul. And we've all been on the highway driving and you see the U-Haul and on the side, it's like $19.99 per day. So the first thing that I would recommend doing is getting a for reals price quote, because as we all know, it's probably not going to be just $19.99. It's probably going to be more than that. So the first thing I would definitely do is get like a realistic total price quote based on mileage, days, because you'll need it to drop off and to pick up, and it's a wedding weekend, so we're going to be looking at multiple days. So yep, just to make sure, as again, we can all relate to, sometimes these costs balloon, and instead of $19.99, it's all of a sudden like $680, because you've got and insurance and mileage and extra days and extra drivers and blah, blah, blah. So that's the first thing I would do, which you're nodding your head. I know you're already on it. The second item I would really think through, and again, we're like laughing and nodding because I know you've already done this, because again, I can just tell. When can you move everything on site? So you're doing a wedding weekend at this camp and just getting a really tight timeline that also buys you as much time as possible in terms of when can this stuff get dropped off and when can it get picked up? Ideally, yep. It's not getting dropped off like the morning of everyone else arriving. And then ideally, it's not getting picked up at 6 a.m. the morning after your wonderful wedding day.
Absolutely. And I think having the camp is a really nice benefit there because it gives us the flexibility. You know, we've already talked to the camp director that we could come earlier that week and drop things off as basically as early as we want in their storage area, which is covered and closed. So that's fantastic. But like you said, we would also want to factor in the days in which we would have the U-Haul. So if we did that early, you know, factoring in what that cost would look like versus doing it, say, the day before the wedding on Friday.
And that's awesome if you can move in earlier that week and they don't mind if this stuff just kind of sits there for a few days. That's going to save you the expense and time and trouble of hiring someone separately to have to do this transportation for you. So if you guys arranged it well and were proactive about the scheduling, it sounds like the two of you could maybe even move it in yourselves, which makes life easy.
Yep. Yeah. And the other thing we have to factor in is how much stuff, like what size U-Haul we need and how much stuff we're looking to put in there. I don't anticipate us needing a larger U-Haul than the smallest option. But I have written down, like, I have these large sticky notes on my wall where I've written down, like, what furniture would I like to bring? What do I want to bring for the ceremony area? What would I want for the reception decor? We're going to have a little in memory of area where we're going to have photographs and frames and, you know, build a little family tree. So like those kind of things, or, even like coolers and ice packs and baskets. Mm-hmm. But, thinking about all these things, how large they are, you know, you have to kind of consider that when thinking about what kind of U-Haul you're going to rent as well.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.
Susan's Travel Services is so excited to partner with you to plan your honeymoon, destination wedding, or maybe even your bachelor or bachelorette party. Susan and her team have been planning dream vacations for 27 years, and they are truly the best in the business for start-to-finish planning services. Travel and new experiences are incredibly special to me, and Susan and her team have helped me plan some unforgettable vacations, including a bachelorette party in Cabo and a family anniversary celebration in Cancun. They meticulously researched the best all-inclusive options for us based on some very specific priorities, and the professional assistance in choosing location, resort, activities, and transportation was absolutely priceless. From all-inclusive resorts in Mexico and the Caribbean, overwater bungalows in the Maldives, or that African safari that you've always dreamed of, save yourself hours of research and guesswork and let Susan and her team find you the best options for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Reach out to Susan and her team today by emailing info@susanstravelservices.com. And be sure to let her know that I sent you and get $50 off your final booking or $200 off your destination wedding. Her email one more time is info@susanstravelservices.com. Definitely. How far away is the camp from where you live?
So the camp is about 45 minutes from where we live. So it is a little bit of a trek, but the good thing about it is the camp is located near a very active area. It's by, on the post road, we call it. So there's a lot of things nearby. The hotel block that we set up is nearby as well. Yes, we're hosting a camp wedding, but not everybody wants to stay over at a camp, so has to do the hotel block too. But the good news is I think there is a U-Haul down the street. So, once we're there, we could probably drop it off right there and save some mileage.
Nice. Love that idea. So just rent it for a day to drop off and then rent it for the day to pick up. So smart. Perfect. And then the next thing on my list as I was kind of thinking through this, and you already touched on it again, was making an inventory list. John, my now husband, John, and I did something similar. We didn't do furniture. But we did do, I'd say 90% of our decor items were things from our own house, and then things that I borrowed from my mom and dad and my close friends. And our biggest mistake in doing that was that we did not have a master inventory list of everything we had taken into the house. And I don't need to say it. I mean, it's obvious, and everyone can imagine how there are just a million things going on your wedding weekend. And thinking about how many vases you borrowed from your mom to use at the wedding is not top of mind. So,
No.
I mean, that inventory list would have been a total lifesaver because as we were moving out of the property on the Sunday after everything was over and done with, it was really, unfortunately, a group of us just trying to remember, like, oh, shoot, we brought our really nice big wooden cutting board so we could have extra workspace in the kitchen. Did anyone grab that? And it just cost a lot of mental stress and energy that it didn't have to be that hard. So making this master inventory list is incredibly smart. And then as you're kind of adding things and thinking about what to take. You mentioned a lot of your furniture. I would just maybe mentally be prepared for, like, what would we do if someone spilled a glass of red wine on this beautiful vintage velvet couch? Or not saying it's going to happen, knock on wood, I really hope it doesn't happen, but just kind of running that through your mind as well.
I think that's totally fair to consider. And I've heard that hydrogen peroxide is a great great stain remover. So maybe we'll keep some of that on site as well. But yeah, you have to definitely consider that if you're using your own things, they might get broken or lost. So that's a good piece of advice.
And then next on kind of the flow chart list of how to execute this, again, you already mentioned it in passing, but having a really tight set of instructions for anyone who's going to be helping you so that your wedding planner and their crew doesn't just open the storage shed and see a big pile of furniture and stuff and not know where to put it. So that's going to be probably, hand in hand with that inventory list could be a really systematized map and drawings and schematics of what exactly goes where. And of course, I can tell you're not the type of person who's going to flip out if the vase isn't in the perfect right spot, but just so they have a general idea of the couch is not going by the bonfire, it's going in the front room, stuff like that.
And you're right. I mean, I don't honestly, I would let people have a free for all with the decor if I felt like people would enjoy that, but I feel like it's better to have the instructions because otherwise people are going to be overwhelmed. They don't have the same vision that I have. And I definitely wouldn't get upset if, a vase was somewhere and not somewhere else, but you definitely need people can get overwhelmed if they open up that shed and see just a pile of flowers and faux flowers and vases and plants and a couch and just say, where is this going? So I'm definitely Beyond the inventory, I think drawing a map is a great idea. And that is something that I've started doing. So there's a lot of different ways to organize the thoughts, and I think I've tried them all. And I'm trying to find the best method of organization, but I've got a couple ones going.
Do you have a running list right now of the inventory that have you started that yet?
I have. And I have a couple of them, but here, I can flip my screen to show you too. So this is one of my examples that I started in my notes and then am trying to categorize here. So I've got furniture, the orange velvet love seat we were talking about. We also have a yellow velvet chair. We've got a little boho bench, a live edge long wood table that could be like a shelf, as well as a coffee table. We've got some wicker little like side tables that I use for plant stands, but could also be used for drinks. And then we have a white chair. We have the Walden chair because that's where our dog typically likes to sleep. we have some briefcases and chests. We have a large chest that we were thinking about filling with some flannel blankets and pillows that we found in case people get chilly or if they want something to sit on during the ceremony, because we're getting married in like the middle of the woods, and there's this beautiful row, I would say like four rows in a circular pattern of cobblestone benches, and so they're really pretty and they have a little bit of moss on them, but if that's bothersome to anybody or they don't want it to ruin their dress, we figure the blankets could help. And then, like I said, in the ceremony area, I'm thinking about utilizing some of my plants, like my palm tree and my philodendron. I have some ferns. I have a bunch of faux florals that I've been collecting from thrift shops. That is a hot tip. Get your faux florals from thrift shops because they're so expensive otherwise. And then we were talking about reception decor. I've got brass candlestick holders, tapered candles, amber tea light holders that are like glass, some lanterns. So this is kind of like my beginning of the list, but I have to write down quantities. And then what I plan on doing is putting them in boxes accordingly. Yeah, we can see if my idea really has paid off, but I do anticipate us saving some money, and I also more so anticipate it being a very joyful experience. People come into our house a lot and they're always very surprised at how eclectic we are and all the interesting things that we tend to have. And I just think it'd be fun to bring a little bit of ourselves into that atmosphere.
I hope this conversation was really inspiring. And even if you chose just a few things to incorporate into your wedding day decor, so it does not necessarily need to be an entire U-Haul full of furniture and things, you'll still enjoy not only some cost savings, but also that added layer of meaningfulness to the overall vibe of your event. Dee has such an amazing heart. I have absolutely loved working with her for the past few months and also just seeing her ideas unfold. She has such a creative and yet analytical at the same time spirit about everything she does, and it's just been amazing to watch. A little teaser here for you. You will be hearing from Dee again in an upcoming episode all about choosing your perfect team of vendors, so look forward to that. Now, if you do end up using a rental company for items like chairs, think about how you can maximize your investment by putting those items to use multiple times and in multiple ways. So, for example, with the chairs, the first thing that came to my mind, the chairs can do double duty and be moved from your ceremony space into your reception space for happy hour seating or dinner seating, etc. And then the same goes for any decor rentals. They can do double duty at the ceremony and the reception. And of course, your floor floral arrangements. Those are a great item to use in the ceremony space and then have moved into the reception space. And the final layer to this topic, maximizing quality and value as we think about your wedding day decor, this is a little trick that you've likely heard before. I have talked about it many times in the past, and that is purchasing decor items brand new that you can use and then turn around and resell them to another couple or maybe a church or an event center in your area. I classify that as repurposing, and this is such a smart way to have the benefit of really beautiful things minus the expense of renting them for just a few hours. Items that work really well for resale are lanterns, string lights, tablecloths and runners, vases, charger plates, any basic catering equipment, even actual dishes and glasses, if you're looking to go to the next level with this. And a quick personal story, my husband and I purchased all of our table linens, dishes, silverware, glassware, and 18 fondue pots. That's a long story for another show. But on the topic of today's show, we then sold every single thing that we bought brand new on Craigslist, and we sold them to an event center, a church, and then a couple of private parties who were hosting events themselves and could use all of it. So it worked out amazing. We did not recoup every single dollar that we originally spent, but I can guarantee you we did save thousands of dollars over what we would have paid had we rented everything from a professional rental company. Okay, that wraps it up for today. And coming up next week, I have 6 more cost-saving opportunities for you to consider incorporating into your plans if you're looking to really maximize the quality and the overall value of your wedding celebration. Thank you so much for being here with me today, and we'll talk again next week, same time, same place. You know what's the number one biggest regret that newlywed couples share? It's that our wedding came, went, and was over in the blink of an eye. So why not extend the experience out across multiple days and multiple events and make it a wedding weekend? There are just 6 easy steps to planning a life-changing wedding weekend, and you can access the formula right now when you visit weddingweekend.co. Take advantage of flexible payment options or pay in full and get a complimentary wedding strategy call when you visit weddingweekend.co. I'll see you there.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.